online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory which is due your name. Now, Father God, we come before you asking you, O God, to forgive us for everything we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. Father God, we ask that you will move according to your will and to your way, O God. Lord God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on today, could you please turn them to Ephesians, third chapter, the 20th verse. Ephesians, third chapter, and the 20th verse. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it reads as follows. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is so much more. It's simple. There is so much more to God than we ourselves can even comprehend. We have to take him out of the box because there is so much more to him. So in the book of Ephesians 3 and 20, Apostle Paul used the unique term to express the superabundant God, the God that has the ability to work beyond our thoughts, beyond our visions, beyond how we feel, beyond on the things we ask of him. He even put it to the point to where how we think of how he shall move, he will move. There are three key things of God's character which was emerged in Paul's claim that God can do more than we ask or we imagine him to do. The first thing is we see that he is a sovereign God. The fact that God is sovereign means that he has the wisdom, the power, and the authority to do whatever he chooses to do. There's no limit to what God can do in the fact of to answer our prayers, because his capability goes far above and beyond anything we can ask, we can dream, or we can comprehend. The second characteristic we see is God's omnipotence. Our Heavenly Father possesses all power over all things, all the time. He manifests his mighty power in many, many ways. We see it in his creation. We see it in the miracles. In God expressed his omnipotence by simply bringing together the kingdom family, the Jews and the Gentiles into one family, a united home for his spirit to dwell through faith in Jesus Christ. His glory is the third characteristic expressed by the Apostle Paul. Every sovereign and powerful act that God does in response to prayer radiates his majesty. When the Lord does more than we can ask or imagine, he receives the glory. Yes, he does. our narrow imaginations and the prayers we pray cannot limit the richness of God's gifts. As we recognize all that God has done for us and in us, His church, we can only stand in awe of His goodness and glory. So if you've ever been blown away by how speedily God answers your prayer, then you have sampled the meaning of this scripture, Ephesians 3:20. Apostle Paul was teaching us what he himself already knew, that people of God, it is impossible to petition God for too much, because his capacity to give far exceeds the believer's ability to ask or to imagine. So in other words, don't just settle. Go beyond, because there is so much more. Exceedingly, abundantly. That means so much more than we are asking him for. Our thoughts surpasses our words, but God's power to act surpasses it all. I think the Holy Ghost better say that again. Our mere thoughts surpass our words, but God's power to act surpasses it all. The Apostle Paul also reiterated what the psalmist had already proclaimed. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. Psalm 147:5. So no matter how we make our requests known, long or short, our God, in his matchless power, can give us more than we ask. See, we limit God, but God wants you to take the limit off of him and believe him for more, because there is more in store for you. Don't just stop and settle. Go beyond what you see. Go beyond what you feel. Go beyond what our minds can imagine. See yourself blessed. See yourself in that new house. See yourself as the millionaire. See yourself delivered. See yourself healed. He can do it. But you got to see yourself before you get there. Come on here, somebody. Many times, our thinking is limited to the environment in which we were raised. If you were raised in a poor environment, in poverty, you may feel like, I don't deserve to live better. I don't deserve to have better. Because that's the way you feel. Because your mindset is limited to the environment that you were around or that you're in. My pastor always says, he say, surround yourself with people that is already in the place you are trying to get to. If you want to be a best-selling author, connect to a person that is a best-selling author. If you want to have a million-dollar business in whatever your heart desires, connect to that person that is already there. Learn to see how did they get to the position they're at. Come on here, somebody. Don't just limit yourself, but see yourself where you want to be. Oh. People of God, we can get so comfortable with a limited vision. We can get so comfortable with lack. And we can get so comfortable with dysfunction until we don't want to receive anything else. We just want to stay at the level we're at. I beg to differ. If you see yourself where God sees you, you will be determined to run to get there. Come on here, somebody. Come on here. See yourself where God sees you. Don't limit yourself. And most of all, don't limit God. Can I tell you that there is so much more? God has so much more in store for you. God has rivers of favor, rivers of grace, rivers of new opportunities. Just waiting on you. But you got to take him out the box. You got to be prepared to receive more. It's time to stretch your faith. It's time to release your faith for the new things that God has in your future. People of God, start believing to rise to new levels, to become all you were created to be. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that we are not limited by our past and how we was raised. Thank you that, Lord God, this is a new day with new doors to open and new opportunities before us. Father God, we believe and we declare that, Lord God, you are doing exceedingly, oh God, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, who according to the power that worketh in us. And God, we just want to say thank you. We want to glorify you, God. We're going to give you the praise, oh God, which is due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to get that scripture, Ephesians 3:20. And I want you to know that there is so much more that God has for you. There is so much more that God wants to do in you and through you. Because now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That power is the Holy Spirit. We have his power. So when we have his power, we shall not limit him to nothing that he does concerning us. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And not only on this morning, but I thank you for tuning in every Friday. Because when I see people in the community, they lets me know how the broadcast, they always share with me how the broadcast is really helping them. And I thank God for that, because that lets me know, God, I am on the right track. And I'm just a vessel wanting, and I love to be used by God. And I continue to pray for y'all each and every day. I love you. God knows I do. And God does too. And remember to go on my website, www.patriciajwilliams. There are some inspirational nuggets I have on that. So until next week, everyone have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164, or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Welcome to the Freedom Talk Radio broadcast with Pastor Lawrence Levi.